Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 43, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Na eva udvije para duratyaya vaitaranyaha tvat virya Gayana Maha Amrita Magna Chittaha Shoche Tataha Vimukha Chetasaha Indriya Artha Maya Sukhaya Bharam Udvahataha Vimurhan Naivod Vijay Paraduratya Vaitaranyas Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittaha Shocheta to vimukha cheta sa indriyartha.
Shocheta to vimukha cheta sa indriyartha.
Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimurhan.
Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimurhan.
Naivod vijay paradurathyaya vaitaranyas. Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittaha
Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittaha
Shocheta to vimukha cheta sa indriyartha
Shocheta to vimukha cheta sa indriyartha
Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimurha
Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimurha
Naivod vijay paraduratyaya vaitaranyas
Vidya gaya
Ladies, please.
Thank you.
Na.
No.
Not.
Not.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Udvije.
Udvije.
I am disturbed or afraid.
I am disturbed or afraid.
Para.
Para.
O Supreme.
O Supreme.
Duratyaya.
Insurmountable or very difficult to cross.
Vaitaranyaha. Of the Vaitarani, the river of the material world. Tvat. Virya.
Of your Lordship's glories and activities.
Gayana.
Gayana.
From chanting or distributing. Maha.
Maha.
Amrita.
Amrita.
In the great ocean of nectarian spiritual bliss.
Magna
Chittaha.
Whose consciousness is absorbed.
Shoche.
I am simply lamenting.
Tataha.
From that.
Vimukha.
Chetasaha.
The fools and rascals who are bereft of Krishna consciousness.
Indriya.
Artha.
In sense gratification.
Maya.
Sukhaya.
For temporary illusory happiness. Bharam. The false burden or responsibility of maintaining one's family, society, and nation, and elaborate arrangements for that purpose.
Udvahata.
Who are lifting?
By making grand plans for this arrangement.
Vimurhan.
Although all of them are nothing but fools and rascals.
I am thinking of them also.
Oh, best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Purport. Throughout the entire world, everyone is making big, big plans to adjust the miseries of the material world, and this is true at present, in the past, and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social, and cultural plans, they have all been described herein as vimurha, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita as dukhalayam ashashvatam, temporary and miserable, but these fools are trying to turn the material world into Sukhalayam, a place of happiness, not knowing how everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in her own way. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Gita 3:27. There is a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demons, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by the goddess Durga, who is well equipped with 10 hands with different types of weapons to punish them. She is carried by her lion carrier, or the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature, but at the end, everyone is vanquished by nature's laws. There is a river known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual worlds, and one must cross this river to reach the other side or the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Hirsha Gunamai Mama Maya Durateya. This divine energy of mine consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. The same word Durateya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialists are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Therefore, they have been described as vimurha, first-class fools. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy, for although he was in the material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious, trying to serve the Lord, are not unhappy, whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and is struggling for existence is not only foolish but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was happy and unhappy simultaneously. He felt happiness and transcendental bliss because of his being Krishna conscious, yet he felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world. Om Jnana Timiran Tasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manumapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Arupam Tasya Gajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tine Smarane Hoi Bigna Binashan Anayashe Hoi Nijavan Chita Puran Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today especially we remember Narasimha Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared in a fierce form and fierced out Hiranyakashipu, ripped the rascal to pieces. Not completely to pieces. And also many of Hiranyakashipu's cohorts. And he did all this in front of Prahlad, one of the sons of Hiranyakashipu. And we may think that, well, that wouldn't make Prahlad very happy. As Srila Prabhupada several times commented on this, that how, what would you think if someone killed your father in front of you? But Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Prahlad was not only not disturbed, but he was happy. Hiranyakashipu gave the name Prahlad to his son. He had other sons also, Ahlad, Anuhlad, with the idea, Ahlad means happiness. We've heard of Hladini Shakti. So Ahlad means happy and more happy. The ah at the beginning is can be taken as an intensifier. So Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to increase his happiness, as all materialistic people do, by having children. Well, not all, but many of them. They want to increase their happiness by having children. And they think, I've worked very hard and I'll share what I have with my children. So Hiranyakashipu thought, well, I've got the whole universe and I'll give it to my children and they'll look up to me and say, hey, what a great dad I got. But Prahlad, it was a very good name to give Prahlad because he was actually Prahlad. Prahlad, again, is... Ahlad is very happy and Prahlad is very, 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 very happy. You could call it pra-pra-pra-pra-pra-pra-pra. No, that wouldn't work in Sanskrit. Anyway, you can do that. So Hiranyakashipu wanted Prahlad to be happy on the material platform. Prahlad had no interest in that. He was happy on the spiritual platform. So I'm talking about Prahlad now. I should be talking about Nrsimha, isn't it? I'm supposed to talk about Nrsimha, not Prahlad. Well, what are we celebrating here? Nrsimha's appearance because of Prahlad. So the real hero in this story is Prahlad, or if you want to take Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's idea that Hiranyakashipu established bhakti more than Prahlad did. This kind of thing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say, just to make people go boing. By the negative method, he was in one talk, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was addressing the criticism that he's always criticizing others who are not properly doing bhakti. And all others, everyone who's not properly doing bhakti. So he was often criticized for that, but he said that Hiranyakashipu established bhakti more than did Prahlad by the negative method. He showed what not to do. And he precipitated Hindi Anuvad. Hindi anuvad ho raha hai piche. Agar koi Hindi mein sunna chahte, Siri par ho raha hai. So he caused the Supreme Lord to appear, and although you might argue with the teachings of Prahlad, but you can't argue with Nrsimha Dev. Hiranyakashipu's idea was that there's no God. And Hiranyakashipu found out there is God. Sometimes people say, can you show me God? That's what Hiranyakashipu said. And God very kindly showed himself to Hiranyakashipu. I'm reading a verse spoken by Prahlad. And actually, Prahlad, it's just like in Ramayana, many devotees say that the real hero or heroine is Sita. It's all about Sita. All the action is actually centered around Sita. And in the Bhagavatam, even though Radharani's name isn't directly mentioned, some Vaishnavas, not Madhva or Ramanuja or Vishnu Swami, they say that the real point in the whole Bhagavatam is Radha. So this narration is all about Prahlad, who is very happy in Krishna consciousness. His father wanted him to be happy in Maya Sukh, which is mentioned in this verse, because Hiranyakashipu is in Maya and he thought that it's not Maya. This is reality. I did it. I did it. I conquered the universe. Ha, 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 ha. That's in the dramas, the demons always say, ha, 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 ha. They always laugh like that in our dramas. Although, I think I told you before, one time, Jayadvaita Swami did a little skit for me, just he was talking to me, about how the modern day Hiranyakashipus, they'd been dressed in a nice suit with cufflinks. Cufflinks means very high class, very nicely manicured nails. This was before the age of cell phones. So Hiranyakashipu picks up his phone and says, hello, is that so-and-so demon? Maybe you can say some demon named Namuchi or someone. We have a little problem with Prahlad. Do you think you can do something about it? Yes, Namuchi. Yes, Namuchi. Yes, you've understood very well, Namuchi. Thank you very much. Puts the phone down. Very sophisticated. Like we see, we don't have any demons like Hitler anymore. When we go into other countries and invade them and steal all their oil, we do it for the sake of humanitarianism and democracy and women's rights. And you know, there might be a little collateral damage that we kill a million people or so in Iraq, but anyway, it's all for a good cause. Anyway, Prahlad is happy, and the demigods are very happy. Kind of. They're kind of happy, but they're just... Rudra speaks first. He's not afraid. He knows among the demigods who speak to Nrsimha, Rudra speaks, he's not afraid. He knows that Nrsimhadev is angry, and Rudra, his very name means, or gives the idea that anger, gives the idea of anger. So he knows all about anger. And yeah, and Brahma says that it's actually not the time for the destruction of the universe. He just reminded him, Nrsimhadev, because all the demigods are afraid that he's still angry, and then if he doesn't cool down, he might just destroy the whole universe, because he killed Hiranyakashipu for being such a demon. But if we look in our hearts, well, we are demigods, but we got a lot of material desires also. And Prahlad is praying to rip our material desires to pieces. We find that in the fifth canto. So demigods are afraid that he might take that literally and rip them all to pieces too. So they're all trying to cool him down and say, they're all happy, yeah, yeah. They're all happy in various ways. The siddhas say that, well, we had all these mystic powers, and then Hiranyakashipu he didn't just stop us exhibiting our mystic powers, but he took all our mystic powers away from us also. And Gandharvas said that, well, we're actually meant to dance for your pleasure, dance and sing, but Hiranyakashipu made us dance and sing for him, and that's really... We didn't like that at all, but we had to smile and go along with it. So we're happy now he's dead. And the different demigods came and said that we're happy in various ways that he's dead. But Prahlad comes along and says, Naivod Vijay Paradaratya Vaitaranya Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachita. Well, I'm not afraid of material life, and I was quite happy even before you came. And it's great you came. Great. We're very happy that you came. But I was always in bliss even before you came. Even when I was being thrown in boiling oil and thrown off the edge of a cliff and being put in a pit of snakes, and the demons tried to kill me in so many ways. But I was always happy being absorbed in thoughts of your glories. So whenever I think of you, which is all the time, then I feel your presence. I'm always happy. Of course, sometimes also it's described here in the seventh canto how Prahlad was sometimes feeling the absence of Krishna. He was feeling separation from him. But basically, his position is one of being very happy in Krishna consciousness. Maybe there's a little hint there also that he's saying, I'm very happy remembering you. Or maybe he's giving a little hint about the Gaura avatar, which is Paramakaruna Pahundi Janitai Gaura Chandra Sabha Avatar Sarishiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. There's only bliss in Gaura avatar. The best avatar, Gaura and Nitai. They're the best because there's only bliss. Everything bliss. No ripping people to pieces. No severe austerities. No blood. Blood and gore. There's blood and gore. Blood and gore. You don't know that word gore. The word gore is only used in that saying, blood and gore. I don't even know what it means, actually. I mean, it's nasty. I guess it means intestines falling out and things like that. That's why there was, maybe 20 years ago, there was a prominent Democratic politician in America called Al Gore. And all the devotees were hoping he would get elected because then everyone would be saying Gore, Gore, Gore all the time. Indirectly, they'd get some benefit. But he didn't make it to the, the nomination for Democratic candidate because he was found having an illicit affair with a woman. You have to do that after you become a president. Then you can go on. Ask Bill, what's his name? Bill Clinton. Yeah, he got away with it. So it's a hint to Gaura avatar that, yeah, you're ripping all these people to pieces, but I wasn't bothered. Yeah, well, thanks a lot. But Gaura avatar, yeah, that's what we really want. Yeah. Haridas Thakur, known as Brahma Haridas, but also equated with Prahlad Maharaj because of his extreme tolerance. Prahlad, he was subject to so many atrocities, but he was always happy. He's remembering the Lord. He's indirectly saying here that, yeah, I was subject to so many things, but I was happy all the time. Anyway, I was happy. So Haridas also, being beaten in 22 marketplaces and just going on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then the people are beating him and said, look, Haridas, could you just die? You should have died by now. If you don't die, then the Qazi will severely punish us. I said, oh, okay, all right. So he died. And then they threw him in the Ganga. The order of the Qazi was, when he's dead, throw him in the Ganga. Because whatever the Hindus think is pious, the Muslims think opposite. So they think, if you throw him in the Ganga, that's the worst thing that could possibly happen. And then he'll definitely not go to Jannat. Is it? Is that what it's called? The heaven. So make sure he doesn't go to heaven by throwing him in the Ganga. So Haridas is in the Ganga. Then he just, okay. He woke up. He pretended to be dead. Then he went over to the other side and came out at Shantipur, at the house of Advaita Acharya. So all bliss. A little gore there. A little G-O-R-E, gore. A little nastiness there. But basically, he was happy. Always happy. Not... He was not interested. Haridas was not interested about what others thought. He just liked to go on chanting Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada, he's the great Senapati Bhakta of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was very much in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. That was noted by the devotees who were his inner circle. I remember that in Vrindavan in 1977, I heard that, I believe it was coming from Harikesh Maharaj, that Prabhupada, he's translating the seventh canto. No, that was 76. Translating the seventh canto. And he's just absorbed in the mood of Prahlad. It's the same kind of mood that I want to deliver. I'm very happy in Krishna consciousness, but I want to deliver all these fools and rascals. So Srila Prabhupada translating this section was getting more and more absorbed in this feeling, which he had, otherwise he wouldn't have come to the West. He came to the West on the order of his guru. That's one reason, but that order was there for everyone. And it wasn't just the order of his guru. Guru told me to go, okay. All right, I don't really want to go, but anyway, my guru told me. But it was he really wanted to deliver the people of the Western countries. He had deep compassion for them. Although he was very happy in his life in Vrindavan, you can hear in 1966, there's a recording from 1966, where Srila Prabhupada is talking. He doesn't have any regular followers or even a semblance of disciples at this point. Even his first disciples, they wouldn't get initiated nowadays. They didn't do their ISKCON disciples course. And they have to cancel their initiations. they didn't read the Bhagavatam or anything. They were just initial complete mercy cases. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada speaking, he had the prescience to purchase a tape recorder, and he was recording his lectures. No one asked him to record his lectures in the beginning. But he was giving an example. He was speaking on Bhagavad Gita, how Arjuna, Krishna is telling him to do his duty. Srila Prabhupada pronounced duty as duty. Pick that up from his Scottish teachers. So he gave an example. Even if you're not happy, you have to do it. And he gave an example. Just like me. I was very happy in Vrindavan. No problem. Very happy. So why have you come here? Srila Prabhupada posing a question to him. And there you can hear some woman saying, yes, yes, I can understand. You must have been very happy. Then what did she know about Vrindavan? And Prabhupada said, why have I come here? Because it is my duty. My Guru Maharaj has ordered me. So Srila Prabhupada came, and especially in the beginning, his message was chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He never changed that message. But in the beginning, he didn't emphasize very much following so many rules and regulations. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But here we see Prahlad, he's fully happy, remembering the Lord, but he says, I'm not happy also. I'm not happy. I'm happy, but I'm not happy. And Srila Prabhupada is very much in this mood. I'm happy, but I'm not happy. I'm happy personally in Krishna consciousness, but I'm not happy seeing so many others unhappy without Krishna consciousness. So I have to do whatever I can, what we can do. Srila Prabhupada, when he was on the boat coming to America, he wrote one poem in which he emphasized, he wrote two poems, one when he arrived at the port and one just a few days before that. One is called Markirne Bhagavad Dharma. How will these people in America accept this message? And Srila Prabhupada quoted from Bhagavatam, if they hear this message of Bhagavatam repeatedly, submissively, then they can become Krishna conscious.
And he brought the Bhagavatam with him, the first canto in three volumes, his translation, in understandable English. Not perfect English, according to English grammar, but understandable. Even now, after editing, some things, the Srila Prabhupada's word usage is sometimes unusual. Just like the word envy, the way Srila Prabhupada generally uses the word envy, is not contemporary standard English usage. So Srila Prabhupada brought those books, and that was his hope, that if people will take this message. And he wrote the other prayer also, that to Krishna, Sri Krishna Pada Padme Prarthana, in which he's expressing his helplessness, that you have brought me here, I don't know why, it's my guru's order. He wanted that Krishna consciousness would be spread in the Western world. So you can do it, Krishna. You have to make him happy because he's your pure devotee. And empower me, if you will. He's praying like that. But he put emphasis on hearing the message of Bhagavatam. And he printed the books, he produced the books. In America, before he came to America, he'd produced that Easy Journey to Other Planets and Bhagavatam, First Canto and Three Cantos. And as soon as he got some help, Srila Prabhupada, as soon as he got devotees who were willing to help him, or even some non-devotee, there was some college student called Neil, who typed, he was an expert typer, he just came and do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. He came to study for 3 months, for his university course. He had to do a project. So he thought he'd study this new group in New York. So he went to live with the devotees for 3 months, had no intention of becoming a devotee, didn't become a devotee, but he studied them and wrote something and got his degree. So he was there and he just came, and Prabhupada had so much handwritten stuff. He said, can you find me a type? Oh, they asked this new boy, Neil, can you type? Sure. Oh, that was when they got the dictaphone, right? So, and he just put it out. When Prabhupada needed a typist came. And it was like that again and again and again. So Krishna sent help. So he engaged his early disciples. Many of them he sent out for chanting Hare Krishna, but however many were needed, he kept them for the production of his books. And in this way, he soon after arriving in America, he went on with his Bhagavatam translation and brought out the second canto in small volumes, one chapter at a time. Then he brought out the Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. Well, anyway, the main books are there. His Gita, his Nectar of Devotion, and Krishna book. And then other books, Bhagavatam was going on, second canto, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. And Hayagriva was taking transcripts of Prabhupada's lectures and making them into books. Therefore, we have many books like The Perfection of Yoga and Krishna Consciousness, The Topmost Yoga System, On the Way to Krishna. These were from Srila Prabhupada's from Prabhupada's lectures, these small books were made. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada, he put so much emphasis on book production and book distribution. And he got the book distribution going, and devotees couldn't understand why he emphasized this so much. One devotee told me that what happened actually in 1 year, I think, which year was that, 68 or 60? 1 year, many of the recordings got lost. Not lost, they were just neglected. Actually, they were largely neglected even up to 77.
They were just thrown in some pile somewhere. And they were taping over the same ones. And if you think now, why did they do that? But Yogesh Chandra, who was really into book distribution, he told me that Srila Prabhupada, he was right there in the first book distribution party in San Francisco. So he said that Prabhupada had said, if you don't distribute these, because he'd printed these big books, Krishna book, and then there was the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada said, if you don't distribute these books, I'll just go back to India. What's the point of being here? He was so heavily pushing this. So devotees, they had no clue how we're going to sell Krishna book for $10, which was quite a lot of money in those days, probably something like $50 now. But somehow or other they started it, and then they found it could be done. And then it picked up. And the devotees, Sandhavis, were going out and selling 4 books in a day or 5 books in a day. And then someone got up to 10 books! 10 books! He distributed 10 books! Wow! 10 books in one day. And then it gradually picked up more and more till devotees could do 100 books in one day. Just inconceivable. And nowadays, if Mahotsa, if he does 100 books in one day, that's a really bad day. The spiritual potency has descended, the Sankirtan movement in the distribution of these books. However, I am told that there is some propaganda going on in some corner of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. It has been going on quietly for quite some time, and you'll find in some GBC zones the annual remittance to the BBT is zero. They don't. Maybe they keep a few books and sell them to someone or other here or there, but basically they don't distribute books. And I don't know why anyone's a GBC if they don't distribute books, because that's the first thing they should do. The temples may be chaotic and everything else may be chaos, but it won't be if you distribute books, because Srila Prabhupada said that everything else will go well if you distribute books. But anyway, there's someone, senior devotee of sorts, openly saying that don't distribute books because it doesn't work. It's in Europe. He's saying it doesn't work. You don't make devotees, but book distributors fell down, and you don't make devotees by distributing books. What's the point? We should do some other programs. Are you blind? Can you not see that it doesn't work? Well, in this regard, I remember a quote from Srila Prabhupada, who always taught us don't follow blindly, right? Use your intelligence, try to understand. But in this matter, Srila Prabhupada wrote about book production and distribution, I follow my Guru Maharaj blindly. He used this term. You can look it up if you don't believe me. I follow my Guru. In the matter of book distribution, Prabhupada said, I follow my Guru blindly. So you may say that, well, if you want to make devotees, you can just do some chanting, or you can do some indirect programs. Here in India, you don't have to give people books. You can just get people, if people are pious enough, some of them, you can get them to chant just straight away, especially you get some, get a few simple housewives, and you can get them to chant. And that's good, that's great, you can do it, but don't think that you're a better preacher than Srila Prabhupada. You can preach better than him. And you can get people to chant, yeah, but they have to read the books. You have to teach what's in the books. Otherwise, we see devotees, they're initiated in ISKCON for 10 years, 15 years. They never read the books. Maybe they read something here or there. And they're still worshipping some Baba or some demigods or this and that. So what is the point of initiating them, actually? Because the essence of initiation is not 16 round four regulated principles. The essence is to surrender to Krishna. Dikkha kale bhakta kare atta samarpan. The essence of initiation is to surrender to Krishna fully, and that you do by understanding what's in these books. And you have to surrender to a guru, and our guru, Srila Prabhupada, told us to distribute these books. And so, we should distribute his books, because you may say, well, doesn't work. And it's like, well, it does work, in as much as at least you're going to get Prabhupada's mercy. At least. And if you don't get Prabhupada's mercy, then it's all useless. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi. We're doing so many things. We're building so many temples. We're initiating so many devotees. But we're not getting Prabhupada's mercy. Then what's the use? Then it's just it's empty. It's a sham. It's meaningless. You may say, well, we can make devotees by other programs. Yeah, you can do, but the strength comes from Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And you can't say, I guess you can say that, well, book distribution disturbs people. Yeah, you can say that, yeah. But if you don't disturb people, then you're not going to be Krishna conscious. Prahlad didn't disturb anyone, but he was just so Krishna conscious, he disturbed his father just by being Krishna conscious. So if you're actually Krishna conscious, you're going to have enemies anyway. Even if you're not Krishna conscious, you're going to have enemies anyway, because that's the nature of this material world. So if you just want to be there's some idea, you just be nice to people, and then they'll like us. So there are so many people going around being nice to others, and who cares for them? Who listens to them? That's what all the demons who are in charge of, think they're in charge of society. They just want you to be just like the Gandharvas and the Charanas. They were all nice with Hiranyakashipu because they're afraid of him. So they make some philosophy that, oh, you just be nice to others. Better you don't be nice to others and give them a book. Best of all, you are nice to others and you give them a book and you're nice to others. But of course, we did have tactics in the West which severely alienated many people. But sometimes in distributing books, it's not just, would you like to take a book? No. Okay. Make sure you smile when he goes away, because then he'll have a good impression. He won't have a good impression. He'll just forget you altogether. But if he sees that you're pushing, you're so insane, there has to be some pushing. It's a pushing movement. It's not that everyone just going to buy a book because, oh, he smiled at me. Yeah, every salesman smiles at you. A sucker's born every day, right? Then they may say, well, there's no effect from distributing these. There is effect from distributing these books. People do become devotees. We find that when we distribute books, people become devotees. Not everyone who takes a set of books is going to become a devotee, but people do become devotees. One reason is that all the devotees become so inspired by Srila Prabhupada's mercy descending on them, which they can tangibly feel. That in the kirtans, they're more time off the floor than on the floor. And this vibrant mood attracts people. I know myself, when I first went to the temple, I was astonished, because in 1975, Bhaktivedanta Manor, everyone was so blissful. I'd seen these so-called Jesus people, and they had this, they wear a smile on their face, but there's nothing behind it. These devotees are actually blissful, and they were heavy with me also, but they're still blissful. So it was unhideable. And there was nothing, no reason for them materially to be blissful. Well, they're living in a big house, but there was no heating and it was snowing outside. And they had to get up early in the morning. Early in the morning? 4 o'clock? I mean, I'd heard of getting up early in the morning, 6 o'clock. I used to do that. I used to do a job before I went to school, delivering 6 o'clock. That's about the limit, right? 4 o'clock or earlier. And then you take a shower. I don't think I ever took a shower in my life before that. We just had these baths. We didn't have showers. Oh yeah, in the swimming pool. They had showers, right? Yeah. And then a bath, and it's cold, and it's really cold. Nothing, the meal is just practically, I missed the feast. I came too late for the feast. And then the next day morning, it's just the prasad. Every morning, a big, this farina, semolina, because Indians donate it, and they donate sugar and milk we have from the cows, and that was it every morning. So there's nothing material to be happy about, but they're blissful, and that attracts people. And Krishna, when he sees that we're trying to uplift others, sends people, and you have to preach to them on the basis of the books. They're having their effect. Here in India, we see people, they're open to the idea of the personality of Godhead, which I didn't see when I first came in. I came to stay in 1977. I first came in 1976, then I came to stay in 1977, trying to do some kind of preaching, book distribution, and as soon as you open your mouth, God is a person. No, he's not. There's no. It's all impersonal. It's all one. You don't know. You're not a born Hindu. I'm a born Hindu. So it's all one. But nowadays you can go openly. We don't find so much protest. Of course, Mayavad is still there. Mayavad hasn't given up by any means. But definite effect of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is there in the Western countries. Consciousness of reincarnation and karma is spreading, and is not due to Deepak Chopra or what's his name, that Yogi Mahesh, isn't it? It's due to the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. You may say, well, now they're finding out so many things, there's so much anecdotal evidence, but that, who would even be interested in that? There was so much anecdotal evidence even before. Who was interested? It was just something weird and belief in reincarnation. But now the concept has entered the Western psyche. If it's not well accepted, although it is actually quite well accepted, but that's not publicized much. Vegetarianism, so many things. The books are having their effect. They've had their effect, and they will continue to have effect. Srila Prabhupada said, the time will come, history will note how this movement has saved mankind from its disaster course. So we should have that faith. Srila Prabhupada, he also used the term imperceptible auspiciousness, that by having Sankirtan Yajna all over the world. Prabhupada writes in one purport, just like Maharaj Barhishma, what's his name, Barhishmata. He performed yajnas in different places all over the world. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, the same way the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they should perform Sankirtan Yajna in different places all over the world. And this will create imperceptible auspiciousness. So you may say, well, we don't see as any effect. It's there. You may not be able to perceive it. Imperceptible auspiciousness. And of course, Srila Prabhupada said this. He said that this is Sankirtan, distributing books. The bigger Kirtan, Brihad Mardanga. Anyway, I'm not going to fight with anyone who's there are so many people propagating so many strange ideas, and you just can't spend all your life fighting against all the bogus ideas. We can just go on.
with what we're doing. We could argue within our movement, this, that, and the other, so many things, but in the meantime, there are so many people not in Krishna consciousness. Let's try to bring them in. Of course, wrong ideas should be rebutted, but it shouldn't be our whole life's endeavor just to have quasi-theological arguments with people who have a better idea than Prabhupada, or they think they have a better idea. If you think it doesn't work, okay, well, do something better. Let's see it. And we say, well, we are doing better. We're getting some people chanting Hare Krishna. In the Western world, I don't see that. But okay, good, and get people to chant Hare Krishna. But then you have to give them the books also, because you can get people to chant Hare Krishna, they may be chanting Hare. There are so many people chanting Hare Krishna in India, even before Prabhupada started his preaching campaign here. And Sai Baba followers, Govinda, 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 you've heard that? They have their own tune and everything. They chant the holy names of Krishna, and they're completely in Maya. It's complete nonsense what they're doing in the name of Krishna. Well, it's not Krishna consciousness, but they also chant. You can chant offensively. There is such a thing. So getting people to chant anyway, somehow or other, that's good. But we want to bring people to pure devotional service. And for that, you're going to have to teach people what's in the books. It's not a quantity. It's our aim is quality and quantity, but quality comes first, because you may have so many people chanting Hare Krishna, but if they don't accept Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, Jiva Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das, then they're going to be offensively chanting, and Bahu Janme Jadi Bahu Janma Kari Jadi Shravan Kirtantabo. Donapai Krishna Padi Prema Dan. You won't get the result of chanting, which is love of Krishna. You get some material piety. You might even get liberation. Actually, by offensive chanting, you don't get liberation. That comes from Nama Bas. From Nama Parad, you can get some material piety, but what's the use of that? What is the use? It's actually, if by propagating Krishna consciousness in an indirect way, what we're doing is making it more difficult to present Krishna consciousness in a direct way, because Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Adi, Pancharatra, Viding, Vina, Aikantiki, Hare, Bhakti, Utpate, Aiva, Kalpate. Devotional service which doesn't strictly follow the Shastras. That's simply a disturbance in society. It creates a disturbance. It makes it more difficult. Because you go to people and say, tell them that you have to surrender to Krishna. Yeah, I'm surrendering to Krishna. I'm chanting. Chanting. It becomes more difficult. So, anyway, let them say what they like, and we'll go on distributing the books. Distributing the books also forces us to defend the philosophy, because it's heavy philosophy, and by distributing more and more books, people will come to know what we're saying, and they will challenge that, and we'll have to defend it. We can get the situation. Quite a few years ago, a devotee from Bangladesh told me that one teacher who had read Prabhupada's books, or was reading Srila Prabhupada's books, asked him, who was a brahmachari temple president at the time, should we follow what you do, or should we follow what's in your books? You're laughing, it's kind of humorous, but it's not very humorous. Something is seriously wrong there. We think Srila Prabhupada's wrong about book distribution, and he's wrong. You can take up issue with him about everything else. He's wrong about everything. And we've got a better idea. Anyway, like I say, I'm not going to press you on this. I don't want to make you unhappy. It's a happy day, right? Nrsimha has appeared. Prahlad is happy. Well, he's also unhappy. What's the message? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy, but don't be happy only, be unhappy also. right? First of all, we preach chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Okay, now it's time to be unhappy. Now you have to go out and make others happy also. But actually, by trying to make others happy, we become more happy. The effort must be there. It's hard work. Some devotees in the West think that distributing books in India, all you have to do is sit and stare at your toenails and people come and they line up and bow down and offer full dandavats and take the books. Well, it's not exactly like that. You have to do some work, and the bigger book distributors, they know how to pleasantly squeeze people and defeat all their wrong ideas and all kinds of different things and tell them all kinds of different things. And they get the books. And eventually, we find in many cases, people, they want to tell you they've got this excuse, that excuse, you defeat them on this one, defeat them on that one, keep on calling them. And then eventually they say, oh, okay, all right. Then they become happy. Maybe they're happy because you're not harassing them anymore. But actually, they become happy. I got the books. Krishna makes you happy. Krishna has descended as Srimad Bhagavatam with all these nasty stories. God is sweet. God is beautiful. He's also covered in blood today, especially. We're remembering. So there's something there for everyone. The Krishna consciousness movement is there for everyone. We find that many people, like these, they have these bikers in the West. You have that, this Shubhapati, you know about that, bikers. He used to be a biker, but he was a nice guy. But they cultivate being nasty. They have leather jackets and this German Second World War crosses. Not Christian cross, that stands for being nasty. It's a substitute, that and the Nazi swastika, which is actually meant for being nice, but they usurped it. So the leather, heavy leather, and chains, and they rev up their bike, and they beat up people here and there, and motorcycle gangs in America, they do all kinds of criminal things like beating people up and robbing houses, and they're basically outlaws. So, but they're not all like that, because especially in Europe, many of them, they just want to imitate, to have the feel of, it's 5 days a week, they're working in their job. Yes, very nice suit and everything, and then at the weekend they put on all their heavy metal gear, and they're weekend hoodlums or weekend bikers. But many of these people, they use Nrsimha picture. They like Nrsimha picture. You'll find all over the internet, Nrsimha, and not Yoga Nrsimha, not Shanta Nrsimha, Ugra Nrsimha. So it appeals. Nrsimha appeals to a certain class of person. This Chaitanya Ananda from Finland, he used to be a book distributor. He told me he'd go to them, because he could relate to them, because he used to be one of them himself. You go to the bikers and sell them books, and they all like the Nrsimha picture. I remember in West Bengal, when I was first distributing books, 1977, we hardly had any books. We didn't have any of. We had the Gita Gan, which Prabhupada wrote in Bengali, Vairagya Vidya, Bhagavan Ekata, Bhakti. No, we didn't have Vairagya Vidya, Bhakti Kata, Bhagavan Ekata, Bhakti Ratnabali. And maybe Gyanakata, we had these small books, which Prabhupada had written before he went to the West in Bengali. So we were distributing them, and we had Bhagavad Darshan magazines. And by far the most popular was the one with Kali on the cover, with coming out of the deity and Ramakrishna standing there, Jarbarat, but they all thought it was Ramakrishna. So that sold very well. And you see around Mayapur, many of the, I always say this on Nrsimha Chaturdashi, you see many of the young men on their motorbikes, which was unimaginable in those days that everyone would have at least a motorbike or a moped. They have on their bike, Joy Nrsimha, written in Bengali.
not Radha Madhav. It's the same Kali worship, Bhav. And they transfer it to Nrisimha. Very good. Very good. He's very popular in that area, Nrisimhadev. So Nrisimha has his appeal also. Krishna's sweet, but you don't sweetness all the time. You want a little blood from time to time, right? Even in Vrindavan, Krishna has a little blood from time to time. Kills all the demons. We had this picture of Nrisimhadev ripping the demon Hiranyakashipu to pieces in our temple, in the temple, main temple room in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And then Mukunda Maharaj thought, well, maybe it's not such a good idea to have that because the public might not be able to relate to it. But I don't think they could relate to anything very much. If they got as far as the temple room, they didn't. They came to the temple, they saw the devotees like this, and they didn't turn round and go out. Then they made it to the temple room, right? So they're open to accept something. Anyway, I don't believe in this. Step by step, very slowly. Yeah, step by step, but not too slowly, because you know we're all going to die soon, and people need to take to Krishna consciousness now. Okay, for the future life. Not everyone's going to become a devotee. So give them books, chant Hare Krishna in public, and they'll get something for the next life. Not everyone's going to come, but we want people to surrender to Krishna also, and you're going to have to tell them to surrender to Krishna. And you're supposed to tell them before they get initiated, not 20 years later or never. Or you have to tell them, and surrender to Krishna means you give up all your hogwash ideas. Prabhupada said this in the, what is that? Dante nitayatrina kang padayani pacha kidvacha kakushatama etatahambri. Hey sadhava, sakala evi vihaya duran. All the Prabhupada translated as, my dear sir, you're very good, you're very nice, I'm coming with a straw in my teeth, so what do you want? Give up all your hogwash nonsense ideas. So you're going to have to tell them at some point. You can be nice, very nice, should be nice, but at some point you're going to have to tell them, give up all your hogwash nonsense ideas and surrender at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you don't want to, well, you don't like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, there's always Nrisimhadev. If you're fortunate enough, you have to be a real big demon to get killed by Krishna or Arjuna or Bhima, Yudhishthira also killed, and he also killed some people on the Battle of Kurukshetra battlefield. Hare Krishna, we lost the sound. So what is to be done? Time to finish. Is that a sign? Sign from God. Time to finish. Okay. Then what to do? Do you have a backup? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, so I'll just finish up by saying, chant Hare Krishna and don't be happy. Be happy and don't be happy also. Be unhappy for the plight of the suffering souls. And most of you here are my disciples. By good luck or bad luck or whatever, you're stuck in this situation. By good luck, I was accepted by Srila Prabhupada. And I'm not such a big philosopher. I know Srila Prabhupada wanted his books distributed. You can say it's no good, but Prabhupada said it's good, so it's good as far as I'm concerned. So I'm just going to go on repeating what he says to distribute books. So you should do it because you're my disciples. And if you don't like it, you're not happy with doing that, well, you can do something else. But I'm going to go on saying, as Prabhupada said, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I didn't say may Nrsingadev rip to pieces anyone who is against Prabhupada's book distribution. I didn't say it. Vanta kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya churnakang padayane patya kritva chakha kushata eta taham pravi. Hey sadhava sakala evavya. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanamukarana vayam vicharayama hari rasa madati mata bhuvilotama dharadama hare krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh, that's nice. Jai. From Nrsimha? Okay. Oh, I see.